Hello, this is Jen Morgan on Radically Distinct Radio, and I'm getting ready to launch a personal brand workshop, and I want to talk to you about some challenges that people have when they're creating their brand strategy on their own. So the first challenge that people have is understanding the difference between a vision and a goal. A vision is, your vision is a perspective that you have of the world, of the work you do. It's the way you see things. That's your vision. A goal is something you want to achieve in the future, something ahead of you. A vision is something you live every single day. If you define it, then you can manage whether or not you're on brand or not. If you don't define it, then you're kind of constantly like, why doesn't this feel right? Is this the right direction? You're not really knowing because you have no compass, right? Your vision is like a compass. A goal is something that you have to put, you have to focus your energy and your attention towards in order to achieve it. And oftentimes we end up with so many goals that are in conflict with one another that we don't get any of them done. We start and stop and start and stop and start and stop, or we show up in a way that is not at all how we want to be perceived or who we actually are. So the first step is in creating a plan that you can actually take action on is to know the difference between a vision and a goal. I'm going to give you a couple examples. A vision. I had a client who came to me and she had done a lot of business development and marketing training, and she had a lot of things in place. She had her website in place. She had some products for sale on her site. She was doing a meetup group. She was doing a meetup group for women who were trying to get pregnant because she was had identified that the niche she was going to work in was women who were struggling with fertility issues and they wanted to get pregnant. That was the little market niche that she was helping with. But she was having a really hard time making any sales, and she wasn't sure why, because she was doing everything right. And one of the things that I've learned over the years is that when you are somebody who's got a new idea or a new product or a new service, and you go out and you get feedback from the marketplace, on your own, you'll interpret that information in a way that is not really helping you move forward, right? So like the feedback that you get in the marketplace when you take something new to marketplace, it will shape the future. It will shape the next steps that you take. The question is, does it move you forward or does it cloudy up what you're trying to do and confuse you? So what was happening with my client, Julie, was that she was going out into the market and she's getting herself in front of these people, and then she's not being able to make a compelling offer to them. Although she's got all the right skills and all the right strategies in place, it's not working. And so what is the problem there? Well, the problem there isn't so much her ability to make a sale or her ability to educate, but that the people that she was trying to make that sale to weren't really interested in what she was selling. And that was hard for her to understand, that it wasn't because of her and her expertise, but just where they were coming from. You know, they're women, oftentimes when they get to a certain time in their life and they've decided they want to get pregnant, maybe they feel like it's getting late for them and they start to become very urgent around it. And then they start to look for things that are quick fixes, right? Not all women do this, but oftentimes we feel like you're running out of time. That is a realistic thing that might happen. Now here comes along Julie, and Julie's trying to teach them more preventative, holistic ways of healing their body from the inside out, which appears to this person who's trying to get pregnant like tomorrow, like it's going to take too long and they have to like completely change their lifestyle. And it's not something that they're very open to, like generally speaking. So what we had to do was take a step back and say, you know what, Julie, do you want to make sales to people who are in this situation where getting pregnant is really important to them, and you're going to offer them all of the possibilities for them to do that? Or do you really want to teach this, you know, nebulous thing over here around preventative health that's maybe not right for this particular group of people? What's more important to you? So we eventually decided that she had actually developed a methodology called self-health care. And it was a way to start to have a conversation with your body that allowed you to start healing yourself and the conflicts that you're having inside your body that were causing chronic health issues all along the way before you even got pregnant and were eventually causing to have this not fertile ground inside your body. So that offering, that education, that methodology is not going to appeal to the same people, right? So that was more important to her. That was the thing that she decided was most important for people to know. So she had to figure out what was more important. Was it to have this niche where she felt like there was this urgent need, or to start to become a voice on a new way of healing your body and to start to educate her marketplace? So that understanding starts to be the beginning of her vision. Which vision is it that she wants to have? Is her vision is, I'm going to teach you how to get pregnant no matter what, or I'm going to teach you a new way to look at your body and how to have a fertile environment in order to get pregnant? So what was happening, what happens when you don't have clarity of your vision is you'll go out into the marketplace and you won't have a voice. You will struggle to handle the conflicts that come at you and people's challenging you. You won't know if that's the right market group for you or not, because you're just looking for people who you think need you. And then when you go out there and they're not the right group for you, they're going to give you feedback, and then you're going to morph yourself into what other people say that you should be in order to fit them. And before you know it, you have no idea what you're selling anymore. And that's what it means to lose your voice. And the solution to that is to have a very clear idea of your vision so that you can find the groups of people who are going to most value it. And now I'm going to give you an example of a really good goal. Goals. Oftentimes people have too many goals that are in conflict with one another. And those conflicts make it hard for you to direct your energy and your resources in a way that allows you to actually achieve the goal. So, you had a client who was a financial planner, and he would find himself out networking with people he had never met before. And oftentimes he would find himself in conversations with people who would ask him investing advice right there on the spot in a networking event, something like, should they invest in Apple stock? And they would give all of these reasons that they're thinking about investing in Apple stock. And what he would do is he would find himself in an argument with them about whether or not they should be invested in a financial or in this Apple stock. Now, when I actually talked to him, you know, what is your goal in that conversation? He's not really sure what his goal in that conversation is. But once we kind of uncover it, it's really clear that the reason why he's getting into an argument is because his goal is to prove his worth, his value as a financial planner. He's trying to prove that he has something to offer. However, you can't really prove that you are a good financial planner unless they have a financial plan in place, right? Because that's what you do. So what his goal needed to be was not prove that he's worth the money and worth the time as a financial planner, but instead to position himself as an advisor that they can trust. So if your goal is to be seen as an advisor that people can trust, then your conversation with that person would be completely different. You will say, you know what? I'm not sure if you should invest in Apple stock or not. It's going to depend upon your financial plan, what do you want to create in the future, how risk averse you are, you know, things like that. And that's something I would love to talk to you about. And I have room in my calendar on Tuesday at 10 a.m. You want to talk about this? So knowing the difference between your vision and your goal is the first step to creating a plan that you can take action on. Because when you're clear about your vision, you are clear about your perspective, and you have a voice. You have the ability to see, okay, would that be a good group of people for me to go talk to or not? In this conversation, is this person just not really open to my perspective, or is there something that I'm missing in the conversation? You know, and it really helps you. Having this vision is like becomes like a compass to guide your movement forward, to guide your conversation. It helps you make decisions and then filter the feedback that you get in a way that helps you understand better. Was that a good fit? Was that not a good fit? Was it something I did? As opposed to being, you're not really knowing where people are coming from, and you're trying to put your vision on them as if it's supposed to be the same. A goal is something that you have to like really focus down into how many goals can you achieve at once and prioritize your time. It's going to limit the amount of things that you do, and it's going to take your time. You're going to focus your time and energy into that specific thing. Goals need to be prioritized, right? So you can't achieve one goal until you achieve another goal. So that's what the difference between that. And oftentimes when people are creating a personal brand strategy for themselves, they just sort of morph that together. I'll look at a business vision, for example, and it will be really a goal, not a vision that you can live every single day. So that's one reason that it's really good to get help organizing your personal brand, because the first step is really to understand the difference between your vision, your perspective that gives you a voice, that gives you the ability to make decisions, and a goal, which is how you're going to direct your time, energy, and resources in order to move forward. If you love this show, please rate and review us on iTunes. It'll really help me out. And if you want to stay in tune with us, follow us on Instagram at Radically Distinct, Facebook at Radically Distinct, and you can tweet with me on Twitter at Jen Morgan Brand. This has been Jen Morgan on Radically Distinct Radio. And until next time, be your most powerful brand.
Are you really good at what you do, but kind of awkward and uneasy when it comes to self-promotion? Maybe you struggle to find the right words, or you fear of coming across as an imposter. A radically distinct personal brand strategy clarifies the unique value you offer and gives you the confidence and courage to share your message with the world. Go to jenmorgan.com to learn about Jen's upcoming 2-day personal brand workshop. That's Jen with 2 N's, morgan.com. Registration is limited to 10 participants. Act now.